From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, June 22nd, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Katie Kosajanski is reporting in the Daily Mail that military veterans living within the Catskill Central School District will learn on Wednesday, June the 22nd, if they will receive an additional tax exemption. The Catskill Board of Education has scheduled a vote for Wednesday on a proposal to grant a basic 15% reduction in assessed property value to veterans who served during a time of war. The Coxsackie Athens, Cairo Durham, and Greenville school districts have already rejected similar proposals. Interim Catskill Superintendent Anne Marie Barkham said, and I quote, "This has been a dilemma for all districts across the state. Districts at the local level have to make the decision about whether or not to grant it," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Governor Andrew Cuomo announced on Tuesday, June the 21st, the distribution of $30.2 million in casino license fees to 22 counties. In the Catskill Hudson Valley region, six counties shared $5.1 million based on population. Columbia County will receive $318,000, and Greene County will receive $248,000. Cuomo said in a release statement, and I quote, "This funding will help counties and local governments provide essential services to their residents as well as work to reduce their tax burden," end quote. The county payouts are one portion of the commercial casino license fees being distributed across upstate. Under the Upstate New York Gaming and Economic Development Act of 2013, 80% of the funds will be applied statewide for school aid and property tax relief. Emilia Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper that the Kinderhook Village Board voted on June the 8th to raise the maintenance fee from $20 to $40 a year on sewer bills for properties connected to the Valencia sewer system. The board also voted for a $50 fee for non-village residents who rent the pavilion in Rothamel Park, with Kinderhook Village residents still being able to use the pavilion for free. The board also discussed but did not pass any rules on waiving building permit fees for not-for-profit groups. Mayor Jim Dunham wanted to study the issue further and said he is the project manager on a construction project at the Dutch Reformed Church that will soon head to the planning board and would have to pay those permit fees. The next Kinderhook board meeting is at 7:30 p.m. on July the 13th at the Village Hall. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. The Mid-Hudson News reports in the Daily Freeman that the average gasoline prices fell 0.9 cents per gallon last week in New York, but they could rise again depending on a June 23rd vote in the United Kingdom. Gasoline prices now average $2.43 in New York, but Thursday's vote about whether the UK remains in the European Union could impact the cost of gas. Will Spear, a Gas Buddy analyst, said, and I quote, "Uncertainty over the stability of the EU could impact crude and American gas prices," end quote. Nationally, gas prices average $2.34 per gallon. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Scott Wallman reports in Politico, New York, that U.S. Senators Charles Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand on June the 20th called for federal hearings about the Hoosick Falls water crisis. Hundreds of residents of the Rensselaer County town have elevated levels of toxic chemical in their bloodstreams thanks to a poisoned water supply and want to know why they were not warned against drinking the water sooner. Schumer said, and I quote, "We can't just shrug our shoulders and say, oh, bad stuff happens. We have an obligation to these people, so a hearing is a good thing to find out what happened. But we have to do a lot more than that. Water has to be cleaned up. People have to be tested, and whatever remediation occurs has to be done," end quote. You can read that full story in Politico, New York. The Albany Times Union reports that anyone who wants to cast an absentee ballot in the June 28th congressional primary election must post an application by today, June the 21st. To cast an absentee ballot, see www.elections.newyork.gov or contact your local Board of Elections. For Albany County, it is 487-5060. For Columbia County, it is 828-3115. For Greene County, it's 719-3550. For Rensselaer County, it is 270-2990. And for Schoharie County, it is 295-8388.
Today is day 5 of the extended WGXE Altogether Now 2016 Summer Pledge Drive. WGXE programmers, volunteers, and staff are in the process of raising $20,000 to keep WGXE hands-on radio on the air, live, and local during the coming months. Your support will make all the difference. Call 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for supporting creative community radio in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a chance of showers mainly before 9 a.m. It will be mostly sunny today with the temperature high near 77 degrees for Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 54. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Thursday, a chance of showers mainly between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 71 degrees. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 54. And on Friday, sunny with a high near 81 degrees. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 56. Sunrise today was at 5:19 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:35 p.m., providing us with 15 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, exactly the same as yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 22nd day of June, 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.